Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. It is Sunday, December the 18th, 2016. And I just come to you to share a word with you about walking in forgiveness. I just come to give a word from the heart and pray that it will reach someone's heart as it reaches my heart. I thank you for tuning in right now, and I pray that the one that's out there seeking help and you wondering why things are not coming together, you're going to let it go. You're going to walk in forgiveness. You're going to have the faith to believe that God will take care of it, that God will give you the strength to endure whatever you're going through, and not only to forgive the person, but forgive yourself. As last week, I talked about the gift of forgiveness. That's the gift to yourself. So let it go. Lift your head up, because Jesus paid it all for us. And we just have to walk in what Jesus Christ has already done for us. We have to know that he loves us and that he paid it all for us. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how this morning. I ask, Father God, that you would take this word and that you would do what you will with it, Father God. I pray for every heart that's full of unforgiveness, that their hearts will be released today, Father God, that they can walk in the fullness of you, Father God, with forgiveness in their heart toward each man, that they'll know that vengeance belongs to you, Father God, that you, Father God, are the judge and jury of everything. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for allowing me to teach this word, Father, as you continue to deal and deal with me, Father God, as I walk through my journey, Father God, that I'm releasing the unforgiveness, Father God, that I'll have love in my heart for each man, Father God, that as I walk upright before you, Father God, take this word and do what you will with it, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity that you would allow me, thy servant, to carry this word this morning. Thank you, Father God, for the way that you have orchestrated it. Let it go forward, Father God. Dry the eyes, Father God. Dry the tears, Father God. Help the hearts today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you right now. Have thy own way, Father God. Thank you for the fresh anointing that rests on me today to carry this word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And so it is. As it says, that God sees the best in us. And as God sees the best in us, we have to believe that the best is in us. we have to learn how to let go and let God. A lot of times we're holding on to things that's way past us that we can do nothing about it anyway. So we need to just let it go. The word is going to come out of Hebrews 12 and 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness without no man shall see the Lord. So as much as possible, be at peace with everybody. You know, because when you're at peace and you're not carrying it and sleeping on it, you feel a lot better. And those of you that's walking around with unforgiveness in your heart, exhale, release it, and let it go. And watch the lightness come on you. Then you'll be able to hear what God is saying unto you. Then you'll be able to walk in your calling and walk in the anointing that Christ has for you. Because Jesus paid it all at Calvary. When Jesus was there, he paid for every sin that we would do, the unforgiveness, all of that is already paid. So what we have to do is to understand that we have to let it go. We have to understand that unforgiveness also robs us of the full life intended for us that God has for us. We have to let it go. Rather than to promote justice of our unforgiveness feast, it's just bitterness. We have to learn how to walk in love. We have to walk where their light is. We have to do it and walk into obedience unto Christ. And I understand that we cannot always get along with everybody, but we can love everybody. We can release it. We don't have to hold on to the, we don't have to hold ourselves hostage to that person. We have to learn how to love unconditionally. And once you learn how to love unconditionally, that means forgiveness comes with that. And sometimes, as my late uncle used to say, we have to love people right where they are. And you're going to have to forgive people right where they are. And I believe that this is the season that God wants us to forgive and release it. Release it before you get ready to enter into a brand new year. Release it. Let the bitterness go. Let the hatefulness go. Whatever they've done, forgive them. And maybe they don't even know that they have even wounded you. So let it go. And if you feel great in your heart that you need to talk with them, call them up. And if that makes you feel better to call them up and just let them know, then call them up. But you're going to have to let it go because God has work for you. God has a purpose for you. God has something that he has assigned to you. And if you're holding yourself back, because that's all it's doing, we're all in our own self way. When we hold on to unforgiveness, we're holding ourselves back. Let us let go. And let God. Let go and let God. Let us walk in forgiveness. Let us know that forgiveness is from God. He is the judge and the jury. And how do you obtain forgiveness? You have to have the faith to believe that Jesus Christ forgave you, so you have to forgive others. And once we begin to forgive, then we'll receive the blessings. And our hearts, we will feel much better. If you take the unforgiveness and you put forgiveness there, you can't have them both. You can't have unforgiveness and forgiveness. You can't. It's just like having faith or not having faith. You got to have one or the other. And once you begin to walk in forgiveness, then you begin to have the faith. Then you begin to have the love. Then you begin to have the kindness. Then the temperance. Then all of the fruits of the Spirit begin to work in you. And see, Satan don't want you to know that. Satan don't want you. He wants you to walk around mad and head all bowed down, thinking that there's no love for you. But there is the greatest love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to us. God loves you right where you are, and God will forgive you Only thing we have to do is ask for forgiveness. And then once we ask for the forgiveness, we need to repent and come out of whatever we're in and turn and watch God make a difference in your life. That means that when you begin to, when you come out of unforgiveness and you see the person, you're not mad, you're not angry anymore. When you talk about it, the situation, you're not angry about it anymore. And when you see that person, you can really be happy to see them, and you can really walk in love with that person. Because Jesus paid it all for me and you. We have to give it back. Give it back to somebody. Somebody's walking around, and you're so bitter, and you have so much unforgiveness in you. Let it go. And let God. Let it go and let God. Know that God is. Faith will open your eyes. Open your eyes and ask God to make a difference in you. Ask God to give you peace in your heart. Ask God to give you peace in your life. Ask God to give you peace with that person. Ask God to just help you. So you may move on, because where you are, you've been there too long. It's time for you to move on. It's time for you to let God make a way in your life, because God is. He is just who he say he is. See, God's forgiveness, listen at this. When Jesus told us to pray for forgiveness of our debts, as we forgive our debtors, he knew who would be the one to pay the debt. He already know. So let it go. And as he would hang on the cross, he would say that it is finished. The debts are paid. We have to understand it's finished. Whatever it is, it's finished. It's done. He already paid. We just got to walk in it. Let us walk in the forgiveness. Let us walk in it and come out of unforgiveness. Stop holding yourself hostage. And let go of it. There are some facts that will never change. One fact is that you are forgiven. If you are in Christ, when he sees you, your sins are covered. Come on now. He does not see them. He sees you better than you see yourself. And that is the glory fact of your life. Let it go and know that he loves you just like you are, because he sees the best in us. Like you heard me playing Marvin 7, God sees the best in us. And as he sees the best in us, let us start seeing the best in others. Let us hold on and start loving one another as we want to be loved. And ask God to help us to help to forgive others. And I understand things come up on us that we have a hard time with forgiving, but let it go. And then what you need to do is you go to 1 John 1 and 9. If we will confess our sins, he will forgive our sins, because we can trust God to do what is right. He will cleanse us from all wrong we have done. And that's why you have to forgive, because Jesus is standing right there for you, and he will cleanse you from your sin. You just got to ask. You just got to give your, turn yourself over to him and know that he will do just what he said. He paid it all for us, you all. He paid it all. Sometimes we're just standing in our own self way. We got to get out of our own self way. We have to understand that we have to walk into the marvelous light. And once you come into the marvelous light, forgiveness, you walk in forgiveness, because you can't stay in darkness and be in the light. You have to ask God to help you along your way. As you begin to do that, then you come out of the darkness. You're in the marvelous light. You are walking in forgiveness. You are walking in love. You're walking in grateful. You're just walking. And it's so much better. And you can feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. You can feel the love that God has for you. Because when you walk in unforgiveness, you shut down. You can't receive anything. So let go and let God. It says in Hebrews 12 and 14, follow peace with all men. Follow peace. Ask for peace. Ask God to give you peace. And watch him do it. He'll make a difference in your life. Because that's the kind of God he is. You know, it says, see to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, that no bitterness root rises up to cause trouble and define any. See, so it's saying let it go. That's a trick. Unforgiveness is just a trick from Satan, and we will not give him the victory. We already have the victory. We had the victory to walk in forgiveness because Jesus paid it all for us. At Calvary, it was paid. The debt has been paid. When he said that it was finished, it was finished. He said that it was finished. And when Jesus said that something is finished, it is finished. We don't have to worry about it. It says, forgiveness of God, our Father, is to obtain and confess our sins to him in the results of restoring a fellowship with God and with his family, too. It's purchased for us by the blood of Jesus shed on the cross. See, he did it all. We don't have to worry about it. We just got to release it. And let God, and understand that God did it for us. And he wants us to walk in the victory of forgiveness. And we all need to have forgiveness in our heart. And I understand things can happen to you, and it seems like the person just don't care, but that's okay. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. It says, there is forgiveness for the guilty sinner, and there is forgiveness for the sinning saints. See, he's already saying that he'll forgive us. So just come on out of whatever it is that's keeping you down and keeping you barred down, and watch God. Watch him make a difference in your life. And we can be eternally grateful that there is a way in which sin can be forgiven. Hallelujah. Jesus is the way. Jesus Christ is your answer to walk in forgiveness. Turn it over to Jesus. Know that Jesus paid it all. He will see about you. If you call on him, he will come and see about you just when you need him the most. That's what the word means. And we have to understand that he is the greatest. He's awesome. He's faithful. He's righteous. He's forgiving. And he has mercy and full of grace. We have to understand that. We have to have the faith to trust in him. We have to have the faith, unmovable faith, steadfast faith, that he is who he say he is. And that's going all the way back to forgiveness. We just got to forgive. We got to forgive, 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 forgive. How many times? It says in Luke, how many times? As many times as they come back to you and ask you to forgive, you have to forgive them. You have to forgive yourself the same way. We fall down, but we do not stay down. We have to continue to walk in forgiveness with others and forgiveness with ourselves. We have to understand that Jesus Christ paid it all. And we have to come out our own self's way and ask him to make a difference in us as we travel down these roads. We have to have the faith to believe that God is God. We have to have the faith and to trust that God will bring us out all right. We have to have the faith to let go and let God. And once you begin to start letting go and letting God be in full control, and then once God gets in full control, you'll begin to understand the way that God has set the plan up for us, that we'll continue to walk in obedience with him. And when we walk in obedience with God, we will begin to understand the reason that we have to do a lot of things. It's not for other people, it's for us. So we can serve God with a clean heart and a right spirit. And as we do that, then we will stand patiently, and then we will wait. We will wait on the Lord. And see, when you're waiting on the Lord, you got to be of good courage. And as you wait on him, he will come and see about you. God has an answer for us, and we have to know that. And somebody is out there saying, well, I don't know what to do. Well, here in Psalms 130, it says, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Two, Lord, hear my voice. Let thy ear be attended to the voice of my supplications. Three, if thy Lord should mark my iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? Four, but there is forgiveness with thee, that thy may be feared. Five, wait for the Lord. My soul does wait in his word, do I hope. Hallelujah. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Six, my soul waits for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. See, you just got to wait on the Lord. You got to be in good courage. You got to know that God will come and see about you. Your soul got to cry out to him. And when you cry out to him, he will see about you. My soul waits for the Lord. You see, this is a personal journey. Walking in forgiveness is personal. We got to understand that. We got to hold on. And we got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And we got to know that God will come and see about us just when we need him the most. So keep on crying out to him and know that he hears you and know that he will answer prayers in due time. He will see about you just when you need him the most. Sometimes it seems like our prayers are not being answered. But listen at this. Sometimes God answers prayers immediately. Sometimes he teaches us how to wait. And when he's teaching us how to wait, continue to fellowship with him, continue to stay in prayer with him, continue to know that he loves you and that he's going to give you the best. So as you're walking in forgiveness, just keep on praying, trusting that when you need a prayer answered immediately, he will answer you. Stay at peace. Stay at peace with yourself and stay at peace with all men. And walk in holiness. And watch God make a difference in your life. I pray that something in this message will help you walking in forgiveness. I pray that something came from last week, the gift of forgiveness. And now this week, walking in forgiveness, I pray that something was said to you that will help you along this season that we're in. This is a season to give, so why not give forgiveness? Give something that will last a lifetime. Give something that will help eternity in another person's life. Wipe your tears, lift your head up, and turn your life over to Christ. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for this day. I thank you, Father God, for this word, Father God. I thank you, God, that this word will bless someone as it has blessed me, as it helps me down my journey, Father God. I pray that it helps someone else down theirs, Father God. Thank you for this appointed time, Father God. Thank you that you see the best in us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, when we call on you from the depths of our heart, you hear us, Father God. Thank you for coming to see about us. Thank you that you sit high and you look low. Thank you, Father God, that you are the God of the whole universe. Thank you that Jesus paid it all. Thank you, Father God, for right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Father God, for whenever this word may be heard or when it's heard in the archives right now, Lord, that it will bless somebody to help them look unto you, the finisher of author of all things, that we walk in forgiveness, Father God, and we have the faith to trust and steadfast that you, Father God, will do just what we ask. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And as always, if you're out of fellowship, go to Romans 10 and 9, confess your sins to Jesus Christ, turn your life over to him, and ask him to forgive you, ask him to put you where you need to be so you may walk in fellowship with him and have a personal relationship with God. So then you would have the fruits of the Spirit stirred up in you because they're already in you, and know to forgive yourself as you forgive each other, and as we walk in forgiveness in Christ. And if you need to talk with me, you can reach me at 708-715-4545, or you can email me at walkingingodspurposeministry@gmail.com. I am available to serve you. I am available in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That God will bless us and he will keep us, and that we'll continue to walk these journeys to know that God has us in the hollow of his hand. To God be the glory. God bless.
I'm better, much better.